We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the prosecution scored yesterday, Lee, in the Alec Murdaugh trial.
Yeah. That,
they were getting pretty well shredded up until yesterday.
Yeah.
And then that changed dramatically as basically Alec Murdaugh's so-called alibi completely fell apart.
Yeah, it's eroding very quickly.
Yeah, he's and the jury listened with rapt attention to this, too. They were really into it. So here's what happened. Alec Murdaugh claimed, yeah, no, I was out there. I was out there at the compound, the hunting compound. But I don't worry. I left, and I, you know, have an alibi, and I took a nap. And in the basically the hour where his son and wife were murdered, well, there's a problem with that. That's what Alec Murdaugh had told police. But Paul Murdaugh, the son, is going back and forth with friends as late as 8:49 that night, and his friend Rogan Gibson and he are talking, and Rogan clearly hears Alec Murdaugh in the background, and that's what he testified to yesterday on the stand. Clearly hears Alec Murdaugh in the background 5 minutes before the murder, at the property. It's a problem, but we don't have to rely on Rogan Gibson's devastating testimony. And again, Rogan Gibson's just a friend of Paul's. They were talking about Rogan's dog was injured. Paul was very interested in that. Paul wanted a dog. They were going back and forth. And so, you know, the cell phone reception out there on the Moselle property wasn't so good. So Paul says, you know, I'll just record then and send you a video since we can't talk very well on the phone. In that video, recorded just 5 minutes before Paul and Maggie Murdaugh were savagely murdered, you can clearly hear Alec in the background. Alec told police, no, I wasn't there at that, you know, during that hour. Yeah, he was. He lied. His alibi's gone. And even worse, he lied to authorities about where he was during the murder of his loved ones. It's devastating for him. And they are very, very lucky that this was the prosecution really, you know, that this was caught, because their other key piece of DNA evidence they personally destroyed. So, they're lucky this was caught. It gets them past the very real evidence errors I hope they're not making in other cases, SLED and the prosecutors. So, really interestingly to this, I don't know. I Dick Harpootlian is a very good lawyer,
yeah,
and a very bad Democrat.
Well,
but
there is that.
But I don't know how any lawyer, no matter how good he or she is, gets past this.
Yeah.
All you can do at this point is try to create some confusion
right.
for the jury and hope that. They're confused.
Which exactly what Harpootlian has been doing, and he's very talented at that. And, you know,
So when Murdaugh's friend's on the stand, you know, he's asked, is the voice Alec Murdaugh's? He said yes. They had another friend of Paul Murdaugh's, get on the stand, Will Loving, and ask, you know, hey, listen to this. Is this Alec's voice? And he said he's 100% sure, yeah, this is Alec in the background. So the ironclad alibi is gone, and it is clear that he lied. One of the things that surprised me as a reporter covering cases, as I did for many years, was, you know, we grew up learning about the Salem witch trial in school, right? And in the Salem witch trial, I mean, silly things were used as evidence. What was her reaction to the black cat that wandered across the scene? And you're just rolling your eyes, right? Mm-hmm. That's not fact. And so this trial has annoyed me a little bit up until now, because it's been, how did Murdaugh react? And I hate that kind of stuff in a trial. That is so subjective. I mean, what is the normal reaction to finding your loved ones dead? Tell us. Nobody knows because there is no normal reaction. That's not a normal situation. Yeah. I can't stand that kind of speculation. Yeah. It's like using a tabloid to convict somebody. I'm a facts person. You know that from listening to the show. I like facts. I like data. I want DNA. I want to know scientifically what is the angle and the trajectory. I don't want to do that. You know, what was his reaction like? Because, you know, that hits a jury different ways too.
Yeah.
So now we're finally getting to the meat of this. Okay, this is minutes and hours and seconds and math. This is timing. This is alibi. This is windows. These are things we can add and subtract. That's the kind of data and facts I like, and they are devastating for Murdaugh.
And that's the kind of things that should be involved in a trial like this.
I do not like, and I mean, it just got almost grindingly stupid to me yesterday. I mean, I get they have to throw everything at the wall to see if it'll stick. Yeah. I get it. It's a personal pet peeve with me. You know, did Murdaugh say, I did him so wrong talking about Paul or they? Well, you can listen to that video again and again. I did. I can't tell.
I know. I had the same reaction. It's like, I can see how you could hear it both ways. It was just, I mean, there are certain times when things are recorded that you just cannot hear them properly. And, you know, with a certainty about what exactly is said.
So, good that'll, you know, we'll do that. Hey, maybe at this point, if we could put him away for life a couple of times, we can skip out on the other, I don't know, 60, 90 charges that are left and spend the money prosecuting someone else.
Well,
maybe
that would maybe be logical, Tara, and you're dealing with a very illogical situation.
Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, not to change the subject. The coolest thing, my husband knows me so well by my text to you. He listens to you on his way to job sites. And I will be texting you working for our home office. So I guess the husband knows which texts are hers when I read them. Isn't that funny? Texter writes, could we maybe not call out all these people's names like they're celebrities? We don't need to know any of this really, but we definitely need to know their names burned into our heads. I'm not sure what this texter's talking about.
Maybe talking about some of the witnesses to the trial.
Oh.
That's relevant because if they are friends and if they're testifying, that's public information to begin with. So, you know, and yes, they are compelled to testify sometimes. But anyway,
I'm still reeling from this morning, Lee. Hunter Biden, admitting, oh hey, the laptop. I remember now. That was mine. Because remember, there was a time when he couldn't remember. Remember that?
Right. Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is.
I really don't know. Okay. The answer is. That's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. It, there could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
And it could be that you are a horrible individual.
Yeah.
That is involved in things that are affecting the lives of millions of people and is going to, the actions of this individual, it's just sad that this unelected person is going to have an impact on international news.
Oh, international news.
I mean, simply because of his relationship to his dad.
Well, so much beyond that. On the word of one crackhead, the FBI set up an 80 agent strong war room to censor, and they ultimately censored millions of posts and comments, thousands of accounts, all of them to shut down this story on the word of one crackhead.
Right before an election.
That it wasn't his laptop.
Yeah.
The FBI even sat there, this is in the Twitter files, so we know, with the rules, the community rules for Twitter, trying to find ways to get accounts shut down, and they ultimately did. Based on what? Claims that any, you know, conversation that Hunter's laptop was real was Russian disinformation. We had to protect the public from the Russians. 80 FBI agents, Lee, full time through the election, shutting down any mention, which turned out to be the truth, that Hunter's laptop was Hunter's laptop, and, you know, also censoring COVID stuff.
Meanwhile, these very same people and groups are involved in fabricating a completely false narrative about the opposition candidate and then promoting that in the international media.
and using that narrative, the Russian
collusion. To start an investigation. Yeah,
as a justification to censor millions of posts, hundreds of thousands of accounts, some of them shut down permanently. Think about this for a minute. On the word of His Highness, because this is what royalty, we have royalty now. On the word of His Highness, Hunter Biden, no less than Kayleigh McEnany's account was shut down and locked. She was the chief spokesperson for Donald Trump, who was running for president. Donald Trump's account was temporarily frozen. They hadn't taken it yet. The New York Post's account was taken. And they were told, you either retract that, turns out to be true story, or you can't have your account back. On the word of this guy, who's like, you know, it's coming back to me. That is my account after all. Maybe we didn't need those 80 FBI agents censoring hundreds of thousands of people. Maybe we didn't need that. One lovable crackhead. No, never in the history of the United States of America has so much been done by so many federally corrupt federal agencies to hide the crimes of one crackhead.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, yesterday, breaking news at the end of the show, the FBI was visiting. They don't raid Democrats. The FBI was visiting Joe Biden's beach house in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Wow. Okay. So, we learned they did the initial raid on another property back in November to look for classified documents and found some. That was, again, November, the week after the election, when Joe had done well enough that it was clear that he was going to consider running, no matter what the rest of the Democrat Party did. So the FBI had to spring into action because they're going to have to get him out of there. so that they can all, the Democrat Party and the FBI, can retain the presidency, right? So they sprung into action and they secretly searched his home. When I say secretly, they told no one because he's not Trump. I mean, so you're not going to do the full-on pre-dawn raid with, did you want to do it in the dark so that you can have the flashing lights? That looks really scary and kind of dangerous. And then you're going to bring out and file all the guys with the long guns, you know, past the front gate. Like, because Trump's really dangerous, right? Because he's, you know, he's probably talking to Russians, even though he has no connections with Russians and the FBI lied about that. But anyway, whatever. So, but it would look good on CNN. So, you know, that's what happens when you do that, right? So they did it. They didn't tell us. When you're royalty, as the Bidens are in our American oligarchy, folks, honestly, I would defy anyone to tell me how we're different from Russia at this point. I don't see how we are. You only search Biden's beach house. I'm sorry, when did they find the first classified documents? In November? But you don't get around to looking through the beach house till, you know, February. It's, you know, they're busy. It's not like this guy's Trump. Never mind that the Bidens have been through there, the lawyers have been through there. In the meantime, they can clean up whatever they want. Does the FBI get a subpoena, some kind of warrant for this? No. I mean, again, Bidens are royalty. But Jonathan Turley is no dummy. He might be a liberal, but he's not dumb. Law professor Jonathan Turley makes a great point here. The real documents that we need, because remember, Joe Biden, as a senator, you cannot remove classified data as a senator. You have no ability to declassify of any kind. You're supposed to view it in a skiff. You take it, that's theft. You should go to prison. The FBI so far is still studiously avoiding looking where the actual documents are. Like, where are they? According to Jonathan Turley, quote, in Fox, writing in Fox News this morning, the law professor, Biden parked 33 pallets holding 1,875 boxes and 415 gigabytes of electronic records at the University of Pennsylvania. He then barred the public from looking at the collection. University of Pennsylvania is now protecting it tooth and nail. I can imagine they got $100 million from the Chinese to do that. They're very motivated. They can hire great lawyers with Chinese money. Wait. So Biden is refusing to turn these over to the National Archives. Uh-huh. Isn't that what Trump was raided for? Okay. Remember we're told about the Trump boxes? Look at the documents on the floor. What a bad man, Trump. 33 pallets holding 1,875 boxes. And the FBI is like, man, we can't go there. That's where the crime is. That's where the evidence is. He can't go there. Now, here's my next question. This is a question that would have been asked a long time ago had this been Trump. 33 pallets holding 1,875 boxes. The Chinese donors, some of them, we don't even know who or which ones or when, had access, didn't they, to the Biden Penn Center? They have access to this. FBI, no, care, don't know, don't care. Cool. All right, fine. Now that we're seeing Hunter Biden clearly in emails on the laptop, that makes sense now. The laptop he admits is his, offering to sell what appears to be classified data to Alcoa for $55,000. Jonathan Turley, the law professor, says that the FBI is playing a game called Delaware, as in D-E-L-A-W-H-E-R-E, where they go everywhere but where the crime is. Turley writes, at some point, the Delaware faculty need to object to the use of their institution as a political lockbox. While the university's motto is knowledge is the light of the mind, neither the university nor the president appear eager to shed light, let alone knowledge on what the papers could. Okay, let me explain to you what this means, all right? It's actually kind of interesting. The Joe Biden did better in the Senate races. The Democrats didn't better in the Senate races under Joe Biden than they should have in the midterm. So Joe Biden immediately started telegraphing he was going to run again. The FBI and the Democrat Party, but then I repeat myself, they are the same entity they've long since merged, freaked out. They got to take Joe down. Right? But they don't want to take the Democrat Party down with Joe, right? So what you got to do is trigger the punitive raid, which happened secretly in November. Send Joe the message, hey, listen, we're in charge here, buddy. You're not running. But you want to avoid the real crimes, right, that might damage the Democrat Party. So you avoid the real evidence, which is at the University of Pennsylvania. By the way, remember that. Moved there from another office that Hunter had given a Chinese individual a key to. That office was conveniently in Chinatown. God, that's funny. And so they moved him to Penn Biden Center. So they make it sound like, hey, he moved a couple of papers. No. It was 33 pallets holding 1,875 boxes. And the FBI does not want to know about that. You know why? Because that's big. That's big crime. They were selling classified data. That could reflect negatively on the Democrat Party. So we don't need to go there, right? We just need to send Biden a little message that he should just step aside and let Pete Buttigieg or somebody run so the FBI can stay in power. See how this works? Yeah. Got to avoid the real crime because that'd be a problem.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Try to imagine with me a time in the future when if you're caught on video, in a photo somebody puts online, appearing overly masculine or overly feminine, that will be considered a microaggression. You displaying your gender, which is very much a part of you. Can you imagine that? That'll become something you have to apologize for. We're rapidly heading there. And that's always been the left's goal here. It's transgenderism was very 2021. We are moving on from that now. That was only a mid phase. The real phase is to erase gender and to introduce total conformity. The left cannot stand individualism. They hate it with a passion. Hate it almost as much as the thing they hate the most: achievement, growth, happiness, self-development, mental health. They can't stand any of those things. And they're using transgender people in a war against all of those things. Let me bring you three stories back to back real quick. You could see how fast it's going. Taylor Swift, they're currently holding congressional testimony, or they did end of last week, over the price of Taylor Swift tickets. People, Americans are frantic. They don't care if they can eat, but they do care if they can afford Taylor Swift concert tickets. Her new video came out. You know who's on it? She's in bed with a transgender man. And you can clearly see in the video the mastectomy scars. So this had been a female person who had the breast removed. The scars aren't blurred or anything like that. They want you to see that this woman has removed her breast because this is a thing you should do. So Taylor Swift is in bed with this person. It's all very celebrated. It's really great. It's fantastic. Everybody loves it. Okay. So that was thing number one. Watch where this is going. Thing number two, the GAO. What's that? Government Accountability Office. They're supposed to keep government accountable, but they're bored with that. They're the ones who are supposed to go through budgets, make sure there's no fraud or graft or anything like that, right? No, they're not doing that anymore. I mean, maybe they're still doing some of it. But now they're going after school uniform policies. Like at your local public school, sending warning letters from the federal government. Yeah. Well, why are they doing that? Well, because Congress snuck a thing, and it's probably one of the liberals in Congress, snuck a thing in a bill saying, oh, yeah, we're going to give them authority over public school. We're going to go ahead and give them authority over public school dress codes. And now they're going to war against public school dress codes. Why? Well, you know the school uniforms they have in some public schools? In about 20% of public schools, actually. I didn't realize it was that high. Yeah, some of those are dresses. Yeah, no. That's a problem. We cannot have girls in dresses and boys in pants. That's no. What we're going to need is we have a dress code at all. As you know, dress code, the GAO is now contending in the letters, is white supremacy. How, I'm not sure, but whatever. They never explain these things. They're the left. Dress codes are dangerous. They make students unsafe. And a big part of that is they connote gender, right? There's clearly a boy's uniform and a girl's uniform. That is a problem. What are they doing with this? What's going on here? Let me tell you where it's going to end up. Where they're trying to take it. I don't know if they'll succeed. All uniforms are the same. All uniforms are the same. In other words, genderless. Think about it. And the left is genius. I mean, these people are brilliant. They must sit up all night thinking up this stuff. You can immediately, if 20% of schools in this country, I'm talking public schools, kids wear uniforms. I didn't know it was that high, but USA Today says it is. You could instantly move to a non-binary, genderless form of dress and normalize it for kids. Like that. 1 of 5. No gender expression. No, 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 no. Must erase that. That is an overly feminine haircut. Yeah, I know. I like it. I look good in it. Nope. You look like a woman. I am a woman. Microaggression. That is where they are going. These uniforms are offensive to people who don't have a gender. That was story number one. Story number two in Arizona, there's a big fight breaking out over the textbooks. Because the textbooks teach there is no gender. Gender is not real. There are dozens of genders. This is a science textbook. And you cannot pronounce male and female as the only gender. You cannot do that. They are not the only ones. Non-binary is the scientific way forward. Says who? I don't know. Somebody made that up. That's going on. Have you seen this now? This is going to be everywhere, folks. There's a game called Sims. If you have a tween or a kid or maybe even a teen, you know about Sims, right? They love to play it. It's very popular. One of the oldest and well-known computer game franchises. Well, they've got a new update out. And to say it has gone woke would be a tremendous understatement. What is it? A new option to make your teen character non-binary or transgender. By wait, listen to it. Listen to this. Giving them double mastectomy scars and chest binders. Oh, cool. I can have double mastectomy scars just like the really cool person in the Taylor Swift video. Mom, I want that. Because the hip thing now, you know what the hip thing is on the left? Let me spell it out for you. It's to cut your breast off. The sim, it'd be one thing if it was targeted at adults, right? I mean, do what you want, whatever. I don't care. Once you're 18, I don't care what you do. I'm very libertarian. You just go do your thing. I'm too busy trying to keep myself like straight in life to worry about what you're doing. Do not have time. But I do care what you're doing with kids. The sim is advertised to and marketed to 12 plus. They are teaching young, healthy girls that it's not only okay, it's cool to chop off your breasts. And let me tell you what, you find the right Blue City Hospital, they are more than willing to do that for you when you're 13 and 14. So you get in a couple years of the chopped off breasts. Oh, look, Taylor Swift hangs out with the people with no boobs. They cut their boobs off. That's so cool. Oh, look at that. Maybe I can be in a Taylor Swift video if I cut my boobs off. Or I can at least be different and unique. I'll be hot on TikTok. I'll show my scars. See where this is going? Folks, this is just this week. What is it, Thursday? This is just the news stories this week. Watch this. Watch where they're going. There are three phases. Acceptance is number one with them. Number two is celebration. Number three is affirmation. You must affirm or else. They are going to go after men and women. Mark my words on this. Men, women, kids. anybody who dresses in an overly or projects themselves in an overly feminine or masculine way. That's going to be a microaggression. You wait. They're going to make non-binary societally mandatory through cancel culture. Just watch. Well, I mean, it's what they want to do. I don't know if they'll get there, but it's what they want to do, and it's going fast. So we've got textbooks being rewritten to teach children biology textbooks. There is no gender. It's only non-binaryism, and you should be non-binary too. That's in Arizona. We've got an agency of the federal government, the GAO, has now been assigned by Congress the job of getting rid of dress codes at your local public school because they promote and connote the idea that there is gender. There's girls in skirts and boys in pants. Got to get rid of that. They're unsafe for children. It's a government accountability office. They're supposed to be making sure that we don't lose billions of dollars in, COVID loan fraud. But they did it to board with that. So now they're off after your local public school to make sure girls don't look like girls and boys don't look like boys. And now this is just the latest. This is just three stories one day. Here we go. You've got Taylor Swift appearing in a video with, and her love interest in the video, who she's in bed with, is a woman who had her breast chopped off and has the mastectomy scars. Listen to this. Popular video game called The Sims. It's one of the oldest and most well-known computer game franchises. Is now offering a non-binary avatar. Listen to this. It comes complete with, you can see it's a woman, was a woman with her breast chopped off and the scars. Are part of the avatar. This is a hugely popular video game. Listen to this from Sims. Under the same body category, all players can find a body scars category. You could choose your body scars from your surgery. So you can choose your breast removal body scars. You can add a top surgery body scar to your Sim. You can add other scars for the male surgery. Again, if this were marketed to adults, I'd say, you know, whatever, capitalism. It's not. It's marketed to 12 plus. They are targeting girls with the idea, as is Taylor Swift, you should cut your breast off. You should cut your breast off. You can also find binder top assets. So you can bind your breasts, you know, before you chop them off. I mean, wow. Just wow. James on my Rumble channel comments, when I was in high school, the big deal was how many inches below the knee the girls' skirts must be. Well, those were the good old days. Now skirts are offensive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.